it's a Honda. Next entry. A lot of non-car people, as well as noob car enthusiasts, seem to have a perpetual hatred for traffic improvements. By nature, this makes sense, as most people just hate adjusting to change. But personally, I am really excited by many traffic innovations such as roundabouts, diverging diamonds, and etc. Indiana was known as the Crossroads of America. It's used as a guinea pig to test out new traffic innovations. At first, a lot of people hated them, but later, we realized how freaking efficient they are. Roundabouts save time, gas, they're safer, and are more fun. They don't involve constantly stopping to a dead stop like a traditional intersection does. I genuinely enjoy the fact that you could drive from one side of Indiana to the other without ever having to stop, because that made driving very enjoyable. So you can only imagine my disappointment when I moved to a metropolitan area like Atlanta, where I would come to a stop every 2 feet due to traffic. Even in the countryside of Georgia, when no one else is around, I still have to come to a complete stop at stop signs, which I'm not complaining about, by the way, because you still have to do that for safety purposes. I'm not going to run a stop sign. But I do think that is a huge missed opportunity for efficiency. Back to the topic at hand, though. For traffic improvements, a lot of my out-of-state car friends would always complain about how confusing roundabouts and diverging diamonds were, and that's why they'll never be efficient and always will be more dangerous. In reality, it's quite the opposite. They're only confusing for the first few times. Psychology has proven that when you're in an unfamiliar setting, you do pay more attention, which is very vital when driving. Here are some statistics if you don't believe me. When it comes to safety in regards to cars, pedestrians, and collisions, roundabouts have an overall 37% less collisions than traditional intersections. And even if a collision does occur, it's 90% less likely to be fatal, since the angle that you hit the other cars or pedestrians at are not as direct as a traditional intersection. When it comes to traffic efficiency, roundabouts on average reduce delays from 15 to 20%, and in some areas like Washington, it can be as high as 89%. The best part is, a roundabout doesn't need as much maintenance, since they don't rely on electricity to be powered. The only downside of a roundabout is that they do take more space than a traditional intersection. But in my opinion, this is a sacrifice worth making for all the other long-term benefits they provide. The final entry on this list is a very controversial one. A lot of beginner enthusiasts like